the devil's advocates. Because freedom.
Hey! Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happy hour with Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. Easy for me to say, Maggie. Friend of the devil's, that's the most important part. We got Dom, we got Fancy Brian hiding somewhere. We got Evan lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. So many headlines. Maggie Dawn, did you watch any of the J6 hearing? The blockbuster today. Sister, Donald Trump tried to choke out a Secret Service officer. I mean, there's all sorts of revelations. Also, he knew the crowd was armed and wanted the Secret Service to stop, what, running them through the metal detectors because too many people were getting blocked out. He knew the crowd was armed. The president knew everything, and he knew it before it happened. Certainly, that goes to state of mind. Your impressions.
Nixon knew and sanctioned a break-in in an office building in the middle of the night to steal campaign documents of his opponent. Seems downright mild, doesn't it?
Nobody died.
No one died. It was documents. Donald Trump, with intentionality and hundreds of co-conspirators, single-handedly gave a blessing to, orchestrated, and incited a violent overthrow of our democratic processes. And yet, 70% of Republicans seem to not have a problem with this. I've said to people recently, like, put two fingers in front of your Republican friends' faces and ask them how many are there. Because if we can't believe what our eyes clearly show us, where are we? The idea that there was a, like, Mark Meadows is in his office burning documents. Donald Trump, yeah, don't run any of the people that are coming into the Capitol through metal detectors. I know they're armed. Maybe they'll do some things. Like, what? It's completely insane. And let's talk about Ron Johnson for a minute, because I kind of have some inside knowledge about all of this.
Okay? Ooh, do tell, Maggie Dawn.
Scoop us. Right. Scoop us.
So in my capacity as corporation counsel for Milwaukee County, I sat at the Wisconsin Center, which is our convention center, virtually every day that the recount took place. In my capacity as corporation counsel, I provide legal advice to the Wisconsin Elections Commission in compliance with guidance, the Milwaukee Elections Commission, in compliance with guidance that was issued by the WEC and state law regarding voting, ballots, et cetera, et cetera. The lead attorney for the Trump campaign during the recount, who forwarded absurdist argument after absurdist argument, which the commission, under my advice, heard in due course, that attorney's name was Jim Troupas. Who was the person that handed to the Johnson office the list of substitute illegal electors, as well as a briefing, according to news reports this week and last, of why it would be okay? It's sort of the Eastman memoranda, right, that explained why you could put in these illegal electors. That person that gave that to Ron Johnson's office, that he then instructed his chief of staff to tell the vice president's chief of staff that Johnson needed to pass himself, apparently during the certification of the electors. That was Jim Troupas. I know the guy. I watched him make argument after argument after argument on virtually every single ballot that was counted. All of those arguments were heard by the Milwaukee Elections Commission. They were rejected. He then was the lead architect of the lawsuits brought by the Trump campaign in Wisconsin. Those were predominantly heard by a Trump-appointed federal court judge that said there's no evidence of any of this. We had fact hearings before a Trump-appointed federal court judge. There's no evidence of this. It was that same Jim Troupas, after those very hearings, who passed this information to Ron Johnson. I don't care what the guy's story is, either Troupas or Ron Johnson, you're criminals. You are criminals. You engaged in what you knew to be factually unfounded and legally likely to be criminal activity to stop the certification of the legal electors that our democratic process led us to. That's where it came from. Ron Johnson is unfit. He has always been unfit. I don't know if the guy's got two gray cells knocking between his ears to rub together. And so is Jim Troupas. He's unfit to be a lawyer, certainly. And all of them should be investigated by Attorney General Call for crimes of quite breathtaking proportion.
Interesting you should bring up Josh Call, the Attorney General of Wisconsin. We had him on the big program yesterday. And I asked Josh, what about investigating the false electors, the Wisconsin false electors, those that would represent themselves to be Trump electors, even though Joe Biden won the state? And, you know, he did give me the old soft shoe a bit and said, you know, you can't talk about an open investigation. But every indication I had is the only open investigation is a federal investigation. And when pressed about state law, Josh didn't really give me a clear answer. So where do you think the investigations should, you know, originate from, if you will? And how is this not fraud under Wisconsin law? If I did the same thing on a bank application, they'd haul my ass away.
This is more important than a loan application, right? This is probably the most important thing that our society will ever collectively face. Here's what every single person that has prosecutorial authority should be doing. Investigating every, looking into, researching every available means to open an investigation, convening every grand jury that you can, and filing every conceivable charge. And here's my, you've heard me make this complaint about prosecutors for a long time on this show. They generally tend to view criminal prosecutions under this lens. We won't bring them unless we're certain we can win them. I respectfully suggest to all of them, in this scenario, that is hogwash. You bring them because you force people to come under oath and provide evidence and testimony under the penalty of criminal perjury and other sanctions to be held accountable regardless of what the jury's verdict might be. It is time for prosecutors and attorneys general to put their political ambitions behind them and to realize their higher duty, their oath to the constitutions of the states that they are in office and our national or federal constitution. This is beyond individual political ambition. And I'm seeing that concern is trumping, pardon the use of the term, although it may literally apply, pun intended, that those individual political aspirations and concerns are trumping what our nation needs, which is on the record under oath requirements that people be held to account for their actions that they took during this critical period of time in our nation's history. Every single one of them, from district attorneys to attorneys general to the federal DOJ, should be all over this. And I do not take as sufficient any attorney general's statements that, oh, well, we can't comment on open investigations, except when you want to. Give me a break. The fig leaf doesn't even hold up anymore. So I'd like them to find their inner metal to place country and state above self and to do what Republicans cannot, and that is hold people accountable. Republicans have failed. Let it not be Democrats and our own criminal justice systems that fail yet again. When we look at young people, Mike, Dom, I am afraid. I'm so afraid. At least we lived in a period of time where institutions had some legitimacy. I'm so afraid that young people will just turn away from voting in democratic processes after being betrayed time after time after time by the institutions that should be there to protect fundamental rights, such as voting rights, our very democratic processes, bodily autonomy, and the like. It is a dark time.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, friend of the Devil's Advocates. Maggie, perhaps there is some investigations. We know now that John Eastman had his phone taken away from him. And, you know, it was so terrible. He had to put his hands up in the air, and he asked to see the warrant, and it was just really tough for him. But this was by, what, apparently the Department of Justice Inspector General. And we know that there are, you know, grand juries impaneled with the Department of Justice looking into various aspects of this fraudulent elector scheme. But where does it come down to on the state? What is Josh Call's responsibility to react? And I understand, I mean, the standard response, as you say, Maggie, is, well, we can't comment on ongoing investigations until they absolutely do. The greater issue that I see is that the seemingly non-investigation or looking away from what these are some very standard. I mean, come on, mail fraud. It's a very simple. If you put something fraudulent in the mail, you send it in the mail, that's mail fraud. I mean, there's so many things.
Rico, I mean, let's not forget, state AGs can bring claims of various breadth, right? And they don't have to be, it doesn't have to resound in a state constitution or state statute. It can come under common law principles. You can rely upon federal common law principles when helping to define what is fraudulent. In virtually every state in the nation, there are very strict statutes about public officials knowingly signing false documents. And those penalties are pretty significant. In other words, I'll make a very simple example. If I signed something and every single resolution, ordinance change that Milwaukee County legislatively passes that isn't vetoed by the county executive comes to my desk eventually for signature, right? If I knew that someone had just made it up and that the county board had never passed it, the county executive had never signed it, And someone just said, no, Maggie, this is what they really meant. Just sign this and it'll magically become law. I would commit a crime by doing that if I had full knowledge that that was not part of the appropriate legislative process and that the document in front of me was invention. I just described something that's pretty easy to get your head around. Understanding our electoral process might be hard for lay people to understand, but the folks that were perpetuating these crimes and doing so with intent, they understood that. They understood what they were signing, what they were passing along. This is all part of a conspiracy. And I can't imagine that there are any less than, say, 24 various state criminal laws that this sort of activity would fall under. And let's not forget what prosecutors and police departments do to people who are just merely suspected of some kind of wrongdoing. They'll hit them with every charge under the book to effectively, according to some criminal justice advocates, extort pleas. That's what prosecutors do. So too here. Let's not get afraid when they happen to be, wait a minute, it seems like a theme here, old, rich, white guys. There should not be a separate standard for prosecutorial discretion when you're rich and white and male and old. This is the kind of institutional degradation and illegitimacy that I'm talking about. If we fail here, what does that portend for people that are not white, male, or rich? Well, I think we already know the answer to that, don't we? That's the war on drugs, which we have lost and will never win, that criminalized addiction, that is filled our jails and prisons and created the largest prison industrial complex in the Western civilized world that Republicans so love to laud. We are not a shining city on a hill any longer. We are a blight on democratic principles. These law enforcement officials en masse need to stand up and do their jobs, even if it ultimately costs them their jobs.
Well, the good news is, Maggie, you don't really have a boss around here, so you ain't getting fired. You can say whatever you want, right up to certain FCC lines. We'll take some of the callers next. Lots of people want a piece of our good friend Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, our legal eagle in residence. Come back. More Devil's Advocates with Maggie.
Watergate pales as compared to what we're confronting now.
You said it, Mom.